This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. We're joined in studio by comedian Ari Spears. He's at DC Improv tonight through Sunday. For tickets, go to DCImprov.com.
So, you know, we were talking about it. Ari's is like on the road every weekend.
Yeah.
Can't imagine,
grinder.
Jason. He's on the road every weekend.
I don't know how he does it.
He's got a guy that opens for him. He does his podcast with him.
Andy Steinberg,
which is cool. So at least you have like somewhat of a guy you go out to dinner with or whatever when you're on the road. But it is a lonely existence.
Yeah.
And it is, even if you have a bunch of friends in comedy, like he's doing his own thing. Yep. All his boys, they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And then we were talking about flying. Oh. And, you know, I'm flying today out to Orlando. And I don't really get worked up about flying, but all these near incidents have got me worked up. They got me worked up. And you fly all the time.
Every weekend.
What's the closest you came to just not fatal, but just a bad experience?
Oh, I can tell you, it was coming here. Not today, but a while back. I remember one time I was coming here, and as we were getting ready to land.
Right here at D.C. at Reagan?
Yeah, D.C. Yeah. There was a loud boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And then I saw the flight attendant running.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm running. I mean, first of all, what was the boom? And then why are you running?
Right.
Yeah. So that was a little like, okay.
Yeah.
But then we landed and it was what it was.
Right.
Yeah,
did you ever find out what it was? What
no.
was
the
boom?
Pilot never came on.
No.
No explanation?
No, but it was a loud boom.
Did you ever realize that we had so many like military aircraft, right? Like it's specific to Reagan. Did you fly into Reagan this week?
Yeah.
That we have, and it doesn't happen anywhere else.
Reagan's dicey.
Because the airspace restrictions and everything, and you know, all of the stuff here.
A lot of congestion.
They got to regulate it, and they fly right in the midst of that friggin' airport more than any other airport in the country. This is a hell zone.
Wow.
This airport.
Bad.
Yeah. Fly into Dulles next time.
Fly into Dulles.
Who
That's
books right. your flights? You got a manager probably that does it.
No, a flight attendant. Yeah. Chick back in L.A.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a,
now,
nice,
Dulles,
that's a good hookup.
He's
going to
be
there.
Like, can you
Here's
book
the problem
me
with
airport?
Dulles. I live out near Dulles. It just takes a while because you stay in D.C. when you're right. It just takes a while to get back into the city, but it's a lot safer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a much bigger airport.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're not
Isn't the runway like 2,000 or 3,000 feet longer?
I mean, it's just a huge
airport. Listen, the pilots are used to it, but it's a bit of a slam dunk landing here. Relative to other airports.
Like, slam dunk and landing aren't two things.
Well, that's what you get at Reagan National.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the one. There's been so many incidents in the last couple of weeks that we've been made aware of. But you obviously saw the one, was it in Cleveland? Where was it? Or was it, in Canada? The one in Canada.
That flipped over.
The wings fell off and it spiraled like a hot dog. Down.
Yeah.
And supposedly, that's how it was designed. The plane was designed so that if it tips over... Otherwise, it would be a fireball.
The wings would just come off.
Release, and then you go down like a hot dog.
Aren't you feeling better about like flying since you've got the segment with us? Aren't you feeling more comfortable?
I mean, it's horrifying.
Do you perform internationally?
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
Like I've done a big, I've been to Europe twice.
Right.
Been to South Africa.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, I've done
so it. You're always on a flight somewhere.
I mean, they've got to pay you a premium to go to South Africa. That's got to be like a 15-hour flight, right?
Oh, no, that was 24 hours.
24.
Oh, my God. Yeah, flew to Atlanta from L.A. That was 4 hours. And then from Atlanta to Africa is 21 hours.
Oh. Mm.
I hope that was a big paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Diamonds.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I honestly don't know what blood I would diamonds. Do.
Like, I was supposed to do a gig in Abu Dhabi. And, you know,
that has to pay.
I know, but I turned it down only because I was still like, I don't want to end up on YouTube. Give us the money or the will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then anybody that's ever been out there will tell you whether it's Abu Dhabi or Dubai.
Yeah.
It's the safest, most luxurious. Yeah. But I'd so never been in the Middle East, so yeah. I was just like...
You're scared.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah. No, I don't want to be the example.
I just want to do crowd work against sheiks.
Right. If you're in a 21-hour flight...
Yeah, what do you do? You watch five movies?
You might take two duties on the plane.
No. Well, you know, here's the thing, though.
You might.
You got to evacuate in the airport beforehand.
21 hours?
No, but listen, if you can't afford to do it, I'd say don't do it. But if you're going to fly like that...
Yeah.
Like Emirates Airline, have you seen?
No.
Like they got showers in private cabins with real beds, not that crap that some of these, which is uncomfortable to me.
Oh, is that true?
Well, no, but they got real beds.
Is that what you would have been on? You would have been on
I would have been on one of those.
And so it would have been fine.
Yeah. It's like a little condo on the plane.
That's got to be 10 G's.
They're putting you on one of those. Definitely. You're not going to wind up in a hostage video. Like you would have been good, I think.
Okay, but I have to build to that. I gotta build to that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Says the guy who's been to like three countries in his life.
Harris, did you hear about the woman who died on a plane from Australia to, is it Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar.
And so she died. She went to the bathroom. She's walking down the aisle. She collapses, dies. I just call it a heart attack. They put the body next to a couple in the seats. So it'd be JP and I, and the dead body was right here.
Well, it's a lot closer than that.
No, nothing covered up. They covered it up.
Oh, I'm sure they covered her up, but they wouldn't let the couple move seats.
Well, where do you put a dead body on a plane?
Put it back where the food is.
Yeah, people got to go to the bathroom.
I don't know. Put it in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I just said throw the body.
I mean, there had to be multiple bathrooms on the flight. But the couple was so bitter.
Like a burial at sea.
How are you doing that? You just opened up the airplane door?
Yeah, like a parachutist. Just throw the body out.
But, Aries, this couple sat next to the dead body for like 6 hours.
Yeah, that's somebody got to pay me.
Can you imagine that?
As a lawyer, I'm teaming up with a lawyer.
I hope they are.
Yeah.
And they said that the airline never even apologized. Didn't even pay for their flights.
Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing with these flights, man. Like, stop showing me the video about how much you care. Because a lot of times, you know, every now and then you run across a great flight attendant or a staff that really does it right. But there's so many attitudes and, you know, bad flight people that it's just like...
The companies, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
I agree.
Just give me your money.
That's why I never fly. Everybody's just trying to get through the day. I say it all the time. Even... People don't like it when I say it, but when you go to hospitals, like nurses and they're just punching a clock.
Listen, I know this might be bad for me to say, but you know, when it comes to customer service, don't give me no Ishas. I don't want no Ishas.
All right, give me
Keisha, Tanisha, right. Tanisha. I want a white woman.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's too much attitude. With
I'll let you say that.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
You can say
you
that.
You don't want an Isha. All right.
Don't give me no Ishas, man.
Isha.
But I think it's general. I think white people, too. They can
be. They can be. But don't nobody put the seasoning on attitude like us. We stew that to perfection, baby. We are the Babe Ruth of attitude.
So if I get an Isha for some sort of customer service issue, I better look out. Is what you're saying?
I'm gonna help you. What you need? Why? Why?
Do you? I think we had an Isha at a certain restaurant here a few months ago.
I didn't
even approach our table. We sat down for literally 5 minutes.
She looked upset that she had customers,
and there was hardly anybody in the restaurant. And we're just like, okay, I guess the waitress
How
just
dare you make her do her job?
Because you came in there late at night, right? There, was it your closing time?
It was like seven or eight.
Wasn't even close. We're getting ready to watch
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. Listen, if the door says closing at 10, and I get there at 9:59 with 59 seconds,
you better serve me. I'm with you.
We straight up left. We were there for like 10 minutes. We're like,
I don't want no Ishas or no Patels.
He's expanding.
Oh, God, my name is Roger. No, you ain't Roger. Your name got four syllables, three clicks, and a number.
Are you a fast food guy? Have you been paying attention to some of the fast food wars? We're talking about Wendy's and a new Frosties and everything.
I'm trying to not to be that guy anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're trying to eat healthy?
Yeah, I'm trying to get right.
So what do you do then? What do you eat? It's no fun. You're on the road.
Salads?
That's the hardest thing to do.
Chicken salad?
Salads. We know what to do. Right. Yeah. You know, it may be a pain in the ass to search for the salmon and the grilled chicken breasts and the stewed vegetables, but we know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, you know, out here in D.C., Ben's chili bowl, baby.
Get a half-smoked chili on it.
Jesus. Yeah. And there's a place right up the street from my hotel. You know, one of my favorite TV shows has been Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've gone to probably about 40 restaurants from the show as I've traveled.
Oh, what? You look them up? Oh,
yeah. And there's Mom's Bubs and Pubs, whatever it's called. It's a sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm. Is it here in D.C.?
Yes. It's literally two blocks from the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And the first time I came in there, the dude recognized me, put my picture on the wall. I could usually eat for free.
Oh
Jesus.
Dude, you gotta go back. Even though you're trying to be good,
I go there every year. I don't miss it.
So hold on. What is your best celebrity hookup? Like, because you're Ari Spears, like, you know I'm getting free X where?
Well, I'll jump. It sounds like Jenny Buss and Jay Moore. You're going to have bomb seats when you go to the Lakers game.
There's
The thing I like the most is that fillet of fish that women provide.
That's the best part.
Baby. Oh, wow. I provide the tartar sauce.
I was going to brag about our Pupatella's gift card, right. But I guess it's a little different. So
he won up to
it's a different pie.
I'm surprised. I'm shocked because I'm like, damn, they ain't asked me to. Because most of the times people ask me to do impressions. I'm like, they haven't asked me to do any impressions. I'm blown away by that.
Is that
who
good
do you want
bad?
To do? You itching to do something?
I just, you know.
I'll say this. I was reading up on your Wikipedia last night because it said, and who knows whether it's true, it said when you started, you were a teenager, and it surprised me that one of your first impressions was Jack Nicholson. That's what it said.
Oh, dude.
But that's a classic, though, right? That can't
be. Well, it's a classic, but, you know, when you're that young,
right.
Your voice is at a different register.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, so over 35 years, I've done so much drinking and smoking that certain people have fell out of my range.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Al Pacino when he was young from The Godfather. Mm-hmm. He's not. That's not the same
different
tone
guy.
From today and all and all of that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you have a pregame cocktail before you go on stage just to kind of relax you or no?
Nah, I probably use it as a prop. But then when I get off stage is when I unwind.
I got you.
Yeah, because I like to really make sure I'm
locked in, right?
Locked in.
I got you.
So I don't want nothing to mess me up.
I would think if you're a comic, I mean, I know a lot of guys do it, but man, it's got to be hard. You can get sloppy quick.
There's some dudes who like, listen, Dave Chappelle can smoke weed and be high as a kite and perform wonderfully.
Yeah.
I tried it once. Not for me.
Not good.
You could sip on one cocktail and be fine.
Yeah, but sip. I mean, really sip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
What's your go-to cocktail?
You a bourbon guy? Whiskey?
No, I used to be dark, but I'm all light now.
Okay.
Tito's vodka with club soda, and I'll do a double shot of Patron chilled.
Mm.
Wow.
That sounds intense.
So tonight, that's what you're doing tonight after the show.
Yeah.
I got you.
As he looks for filet of fish.
Yeah, it's filet of fish, baby.
You said you love D.C. Is that one of the reasons why you love D.C.? Do you like the women in D.C.?
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm telling you, it's the combination of everything. It's the energy, the sharpness, the women, the culture, the pace. It just is nothing like a city. Versus, you know, Ohio, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Do you have a
Well, you lucked out because you don't have to wear a jacket since you've been here because it was awful.
Dude, I was in Utah 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was 12 degrees. And then the week before that, I was in Indianapolis, and it was 2 degrees.
Brutal.
Yeah. And listen, being an East Coast guy.
Yeah, I mean,
But I've been in Cali since 93, man.
Yeah, you're a Cali guy now.
Yeah.
That Mediterranean climate.
I'm going to do, if I could, before I get out of here.
Yeah, please.
Two impressions. That way I can sell some tickets.
Yeah, right, do it.
Oh, we messed up. We should have asked you to do impressions. I'm sorry. We like to just
You kind of slid in a little Tyson.
A little bit. All right, Shaq and Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
I'll let you set me up somehow with asking just a question or two.
About
either
Shaq?
One. About either one. Yeah.
About Shaq?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shaq had... He got in trouble. He was cursing the other day. I know that. Yeah. On TNT.
What's it like getting fired?
I get real pissed off. When I play hard in the paint 28-10. If you ain't get 28-10, then you're not dominant. I see so many of these players today, they're not dominant. They want to shoot threes and they got in the 3-point line. That's not how a big man's supposed to play.
That's good.
That's actually,
by the way, for our radio listeners,
yeah.
I like the eyes.
I mean, our TV audience
can
see
it. That's a great Shaq.
And we were just talking about Gandolfini and Tony Soprano. That was a great show.
Really nice guy.
One of the greatest watchers to ever live.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Whatever gonna twitch it. My kids go down to Artie's. They like the man I got with the good gravy. Especially better with AJ. My guy's so questionful. We all go down to Man of God for Uncle Joe, Uncle Jude, and Daddy Shaq. It's the best pasta you ever had in your life.
I wonder if
amazing.
So Tony Soprano and Shaq ever met each other.
Do you think
that? I paid him to throw a couple of games. He wouldn't do it. I said, you played a couple of games and bring it down to the bottom thing, have one of the girls give you the filet of fish.
I would love to do that, Tony, but I got to hold up the integrity of the NBA. Mm-hmm.
You black guys are all the same. You jump, but only when you get paid.
Aries, good stuff. Thanks so much, man. You're amazing. Go get tickets now. DCImprov.com. You're going to be there.
The only tickets available are for the second show tonight and second show Sunday. Oh, everything else is completely sold out.
Okay, so limited tickets available. Go grab what's left at DCImprov.com. It's Aries Spears. Thanks again.
Appreciate
for coming
you guys.
It's great to see you.
Good stuff.
Go
buddy.
See him at the Improv this weekend.
Hey, sports fans. It's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football and brotherly banter, be sure to check out out kicking it with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.